5 years ago, on a Wednesday night, I sat in a circle of moms in mismatched chairs. I was at a small church back in my hometown, but I didn't know any of the women snacking on chocolate-covered Rice Krispie treats, except the one who invited me to speak. After coffee from styrofoam cups and an awkward icebreaker, it was my turn to share the message. I was excited to tell these mamas about joy, about how giving thanks is the key to the full life promised in Christ. But before I got to the full of life part, I first had to tell them about being empty. I took a deep breath and told the story of that night at my kitchen sink, how in the midst of scrubbing burnt cheese off dinner dishes, my husband made the comment that changed everything. "You just don't seem happy anymore," he said. My soapy hands stalled. It wasn't an accusation or a put-down. Chris wasn't mad. It was more of an observation that made him sad. I was caught off guard. How could he say that? I mean, I was a pretty positive person. I laughed throughout the day at my trifecta of tiny testosteronies, as I liked to call my three young boys. People often told me I had a great smile. I often told people how my life was so blessed. "There's plenty of happy in this house, mister." And to top it all off, I had been reading the book of James. The famous words of the half-brother of Jesus were etched on my heart. "Count it all joy." James chapter 1, verse 2. So why would Chris say that? I wanted to defend myself. I wanted to refute his statement and spew out all the reasons he was wrong. But instead of being defensive, the Holy Spirit urged me to be reflective. "I hear you," I finally said. I held the rest of the words that wanted to spill out and let Chris's statement scrub the rough places in my heart. As I considered the incident over the days and weeks that followed, I had to admit that my husband was right. I really wasn't happy. More than that, my life was lacking joy. When I got raw and honest with myself, I saw what Chris saw. I was a stressed-out mess hanging on by a grumbling thread. I acted like a quasi-victim of my own life. I was living like the honor of being mama to three small children was a never-ending trial instead of a gift. Like the sleepless nights and squeezed budget and raging hormones from being pregnant or nursing for 5 years straight were all happening to me, and I felt powerless to do anything but suffer through it. My problem wasn't Noah, my firstborn, or Elias, who came 19 months later, or Jude, who crashed onto the scene 22 short months after that. My problem wasn't the diaper blowouts or the creaky halls and tight walls of our two-bedroom rental house. It wasn't missing my old job or struggling under the weight of caring for littles while working from home. The root of my problem was ingratitude. Somehow, I knew it deeply. But I was grateful, wasn't I? Every night, I thanked God for healthy babies and food to feed them. I was thankful that Chris had a good job and short commute. I was thankful I got to choose to stay home with my children. Thankful I could work from my dining room table to help provide for my family. These were privileges not every mom got, and I didn't take them for granted. So how had ingratitude taken root in my heart when gratitude was so easy to profess on the surface? I asked God to show me the source of my ungratefulness. I felt a question emerge in my spirit. What do you spend your energy thinking about? Well, for starters, I think about how to synchronize nap schedules, what on earth...